Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
464 Medals of Honor were awarded for service during World War II, 246 for Vietnam. Afghanistan is America's longest war, and do you know how many medals have been awarded as of today? 3.
I think it was one of President Bush's real regrets that he did not have the opportunity to honor a living Medal of Honor winner, or recipient, I should say.
Robert Gates isn't the only one concerned about the number of soldiers who've received the Medal of Honor for service in Iraq and Afghanistan. The Defense Department says there are fewer opportunities for valor in modern warfare. Are we in the age of war with no heroes? Or does the definition of valor need to change? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, October 5th. I am Celeste Headlee in New York, and Todd Zwillick is down in D.C. filling in for John Hockenberry for a few days. Good morning, Todd.
Hi. Good morning, Celeste. It's good to be with you. Let's get a check on the morning's top news. We start with the latest developments in the European terror plot. German officials say they have concrete evidence. At least 70 Germans have undergone paramilitary training in Pakistan, and about a third have returned to Germany. This comes the same day a U.S. drone attack reportedly killed 5 German militants in the tribal region of Pakistan. German security analyst Elmathi Versten tells BBC the Germans may be following a familiar pattern.
Some of those who possibly have been killed last night came from the Hamburg region, and some of them attended the mosque, the very same mosque that Mohammed Atta and other hijackers from September 11 attended.
ABC News is reporting the group's leader was killed in that drone strike. Another oil tanker, meanwhile, carrying fuel for NATO troops in Afghanistan, was torched this morning near the Pakistani border. There have been 5 attacks on supply convoys since last week's border closure.
With that in mind, the U.S. military is ordering less dependence on fossil fuels. A marine company in southern Afghanistan is now carrying solar tents and solar chargers for their equipment. That makes them the first company to take renewable technology into a battle zone. Meanwhile, the offensive in Kandahar continues. Roadside bombs killed 3 NATO troops near the city this morning, raising this month's death toll to 11. Would-be Times Square bomber Faisal Shahzad faces life in prison when he's sentenced today in federal court in New York. Shahzad pleaded guilty in June to trying to detonate a Nissan Pathfinder stuffed with faulty explosives.
President Obama is holding the first ever White House summit on community colleges today. They'll look at what works and what doesn't in the nationwide system of 1,200 schools. And nearly 100,000 people have filed a claim with BP's $20 billion fund for Gulf oil spill victims. The administrator says the high volume and sometimes questionable documentation is causing delays there.
A Paris court has convicted former trader Jerome Curiel on all charges in one of history's biggest trading frauds. He's sentenced to 3 years in prison, and he's ordered to repay nearly $7 billion that he lost for the French bank. And in a surprise move, Japan's central bank cut its key interest rate to just about zero this morning. So far, that could be moving the markets. Asian and European markets are up right now, and so are futures. The Dow starting at 10,751, the S&P at 1,137, and the NASDAQ opens up at 2,344. Well, this morning we're going to take another look, a new idea about creating jobs in America. We've talked a lot about small businesses and when they might be ready to hire, but today an argument that we should offer more help to new businesses. That's coming up. And our friend Louise Story, she's doing the math again. Louise Story of the New York Times. She joins us to talk about whether TARP actually worked or whether or not we could have gotten a better deal. But first, why have so few Medals of Honor been awarded during the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan? We're going to talk about that in a moment. And we want to hear from you at 8778-MY-TAKE. Have you served? Have you or someone you know received the Medal of Honor? And are we really living in an age where there are very few opportunities for valor in battle? Let us know. 8778-MY-TAKE.